Are you ready to rock? Or at least answer questions about rocks? Hey gang, it's time for some science questions with geology trivia. This is one of my nerdier habits, and I enjoy geology both in high school and college. If you haven't taken a class, I'd recommend it, or do a little research online. It will literally change how you look at the Earth. As always, I've got three rounds of 10 questions each. If you're looking for more science trivia or want rules on how to play, check out our website, dorkygeekynerdy.com. I'm your field guide, Brian Rollins. This is episode 327 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. Now, let's get digging. The Dorky Round. Number one, what is the hardest naturally occurring mineral on Earth? Diamond. Number two, which layer of the Earth is composed mostly of molten rock? The mantle. Number three, what is the name of the supercontinent that existed around 335 to 175 million years ago? Pangaea. Number three, what is the term for a large crack in the Earth's crust caused by tectonic forces? It's a fault. Number five, what is the highest point on the Earth's surface? Mount Everest. It's over 8,800 meters. For us Americans, that's 29,000 feet or 5.5 miles. Number six, what is the name of the Earth's outermost layer? The crust. Number seven, what volcano erupted in Washington State in 1980, killing 57 people? Mount St. Helens. Number eight, what scale is used to measure earthquakes? The Richter scale. Number nine, what metal makes up most of the Earth's core? Iron. The spin of the core is what creates our magnetosphere. Number 10. Which fault runs nearly 1,000 miles through California and was the name of a disaster movie starring Dwayne Johnson? San Andreas. The Geeky Round. Number one, what type of rock forms from the cooling and solidification of lava or magma? Igneous rock. Number two, which mineral is commonly found in sand and is the primary ingredient in glass making? quartz. Number 3. What is the name of the deepest part of the world's oceans? The Mariana Trench. Number 4. What is the name of the sedimentary rock that is often formed from compacted plant material and is used as fuel? Coal. Number 5. What U.S. national park sits above a hot spot in Wyoming? Yellowstone National Park. Number 6. The Ural Mountain Range separates what two continents? Europe and Asia. Number 7. What is the point on the Earth's surface directly above where an earthquake starts? The epicenter. Number 8. When you're eating an antacid like Tums, what mineral are you consuming? Calcium carbonate. Number 9. Including igneous, how many types of rock are there? 3. Igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic. Number 10. What is the mineral name for fool's gold? Pyrite. The nerdy round. Number 1. Located in Hawaii, what is the name of the largest active volcano on Earth? Mauna Loa. Number 2. Which mineral has the chemical formula NaCl and is commonly known as table salt? Halite. Number 3. What is the term for the process by which one tectonic plate is forced beneath another? Subduction. Number 4. What is the name of the process that turns plant and animal material into fossil fuels over millions of years? Carbonization. Number 5. What dark igneous rock was called dragon glass in Game of Thrones? Obsidian. It's been used to make blades and arrowheads for millennia. Number 6. Of all the tectonic plates on the Earth, which is the largest? The Pacific Plate. Number 7. What is the name given to the crater formed by a volcanic eruption? a caldera. Number 8. Other than Earth, what other planet has active volcanoes? Venus. In 2020, scientists announced the discovery of at least 37 active volcanoes. Active volcanoes have also been observed on 3 moons in the outer solar system. Number 9. Mineral hardness is measured on the Mohs scale. A 10 is a diamond. What's a 1 on the Mohs scale? Talc. Number 10. From what ore do we get aluminum? Bauxite. So, on the Mohs scale, how hard was this episode? A 1 or a 10? Or something in between? Let me know on social media or Discord. By popular demand, I have more mythology trivia next week. Here's a hint. In what pantheon would you find Freya, Sigmund, and Fafnir? Greek mythology was a big hit a few years back, and I plan on a couple of these type of episodes for this season. I'll see you on Wednesday. This was episode 329 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support this show and get extra stuff, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Brian Rollins. If you love audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. The theme music is Punch Funk by the band Punch Funk. Listen to all their music on Spotify. This podcast is copyright 2025 by Brian Rollins, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Immortality isn't just about living forever. Sometimes, it's about forever refusing to let things die. For his 15th birthday, David Rose wishes for things to go back to the way they were. He wants the nightmares to end, the bullies to leave, and the claustrophobic memories of his near drowning to disappear. Not to mention his surreal encounter with a mythical creature. He stands with his little sister Rachel in front of their mother's grave and pledges to seek the truth about what really happened on that terrible evening a year ago. But this quest for truth threatens to unleash a sinister plot centuries in the making. David must awaken in time to the incredible truth, to his newfound powers, and to the realization that to protect his family and survive in a world he's always known, he must come to grips with the dark secrets of a world he never knew existed. Evolved Publishing presents An Extraordinary Adventure Through Time, an epic tale of hesitant heroism, and the timeless battle between good and evil, in the first book in the David Rose series of young adult fantasies. The Awakening of David Rose, written by Daryl Rothman and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available now on Audible, iTunes, Spotify, and more.